This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rolling up and trucking. They say can't be gone. Time to get there.
And we're going to get there.
Watch how bad it runs.
It's awesome.
My favorite part, the more we listen to the song, is when I realize that they're going on a beer run. I mean, that's literally was the point
of
the song.
You got to watch the movie. Like,
we can watch it on the bus. I mean, you just came up with that entertainment.
The way that this whole story goes down, it's like, I forgot the brother's name, right? But it's one of them used to be, he was a singer.
What's the name of the movie?
Smoking the Bandit. It was Big Earl and Little Earl or something like that, right? So they approached Burt Reynolds to make this beer run for this party that happened. Mm. So Burt goes to his boy. Jerry Lee Lewis. I think that's who it is that sings the song.
It's Jerry Reed.
Jerry Reed. Oh, I'm thinking about the wrong person. Jerry Reed. He goes to him because he drives the truck. And he was like, hey, man, this is a nice little road. We can go pick up this beer in Texarkana, and we'll be back. But we got to do it in a certain amount of time. And so it was him and his dog, Buford? His dog, Buford?
Buford, yeah.
Yeah, the hound dog, man. And they go make this beer run, and they get down there, and they pick the beer up. Like, the bandit is running interference. He's making sure, you know, he get the cop way and all so that the truck can help him get down there. Yeah, man, it's an awesome movie. Great movie.
Well, we're watching it on our way down to New Orleans. That's the plan. 215.
We're going to watch all the Burt Reynolds movies. We're going to watch the whole saga.
All right, you're in charge of the entertainment. Just no Tubi stuff here. Just
leave that we're going to watch Miff Gannon stay.
No, we're not. 215.
I'm going to shock. I'm going to have everybody on the bus shocked. What the hell is this?
Get this guy out of here. 215-592-9494. Saquon Barkley runs wild on the Rams. All right, we'll get to some of what Jalen Hurts said to talk about his performance last night. But what a game. What a night for the Eagles, who are now 9-2, seven straight victories. And due to the loss yesterday, wacky loss by the Commanders, the Eagles have a commanding lead now in the NFC East as we go towards December. Robert in Germantown. Hey, Robert.
Guys, how you doing? Great show as
What's
always.
What's going on,
Thank
Robert?
You, Robert. How are you today?
Well, I loved the game yesterday. You know, I've said for a long time, you don't need a superstar quarterback to win. You need a good system. I think our offensive coach yesterday had Hurts doing exactly the right thing. I'm not the guy who's bothered with a lack of passing, a lot of passing. I like the running attack. Always did. O.J. Simpson, our boy Barkley reminds me a lot of O.J., doesn't he?
Nah. You know, I mean, I get that you're talking about on the field.
Well, of course he's talking about the field.
I just don't need to invoke OJ. This is kind of weird when you say
Juice
OJ
was a great runner before the rest
juice
happened.
Juice is loose.
No,
but I got what you're Robert, I know what you're saying.
Juice ran for 2,000 in Buffalo. OJ, come on, Hugh.
Comparison.
Yeah, in the snow. Yeah, no, I grew up watching OJ almost every time he seemed to touch the football. Kickoff returns, punt returns. The guy was constantly breaking long runs, just like we saw yesterday with Barkley. And you know, we have a magnificent offensive line. Hurts is doing what he needs to do. 70% completions, no turnovers, rock and roll. He's better than Purdy. He's now playing in a good system. Question is, who's going to replace Graham? I think we got to find somebody there. But I'm actually pretty pleased. I think we got a nice, clear path towards the Super Bowl at this point. If we don't get any more injuries,
well they have a clear path, I would say, Robert, for an NFC Championship game trip, and then it's a matter of them and the Lions. I feel like that right now they might be the two best teams in all of football, not just the NFC. That's pretty clear, the NFC, but they might be the two best teams in football. And Robert, I'd be surprised right now, just based on how the two teams are playing, if that's not that last game of the NFC season, those two against each other.
Where would it end up? Are we going to have the home field in the championship?
No, they got it right now.
Well, they have it. I mean, we would have to, and Robert, good phone call, we would have to either win out or have them lose a couple games. Now, last night helped with the tiebreaker. So the Eagles now have a better chance at winning a common opponent tiebreaker because they beat the Rams. I was looking at those tiebreakers again today. It, you know, if we're kind of playing out which losses we want the Lions to have, the Packers game, not this Thursday, the next Thursday. They play on back-to-back Thursdays. That would help the Eagles. If the Lions, if one of their losses to you was the Packers game, that would really help the Eagles with a tiebreaker.
Yeah, it would. Because you're talking about like opponents and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, because we beat the Packers.
And then the Bears loss would help out a lot, too.
If they lost.
Yeah, they lost to the Bears. That would help out a lot, too.
Sure. Well, of course it would. All right, now Robert made me think of something there because he mentioned OJ, right? I mentioned some of the great backs I remember some of. I didn't watch any OJ play. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you talk about the great backs the last 30 years, right? Emmitt and Marshall Faulk and Adrian Peterson, LaDainian Tomlinson, Barry Sanders. You know, the guys that have dominated the NFL in the last 30 years or so. You could throw McCaffrey in, what he's done in his career. I think Saquon belongs to that category now. But let me throw this at you, Hugh Douglas.
What you got?
Well, I was just thinking about, like, we're watching an all-time Eagles season, right? Like, Saquon's having one of the greatest seasons an Eagle player has ever had. He's on pace to break all these records. He broke the Eagles record last night for rushing. I saw Shady on his TV show was cheering Saquon on for doing that. Has he matched now, in your mind, and I want to ask you first because you had the best view of it, is this matching Terrell Owens in 2004? Are we there? Feels close to me.
I would say no, because, well, that's a tough one because I was going to say initially that when T.O. was on, like, it was obvious from day one how special T.O. was.
Well, Saquon scored three touchdowns week one.
Yeah, he did. That's why I pulled that one back. I retracted that statement that I was about to make. That's hard to say, man, because I was in the throes of that. T.O. was different in the sense that when he came to the city, I guess Saquon does the same thing for this team. This is a tough one. I'm not going to lie. This is a tough one. But I got to go with my old teammate on this, man. And maybe that's because I'm living in the past and I'm not a part of what's happening right now. Mm. But damn it, it feels good. And not only that, I feel like this, Joe, and this is probably the one thing that makes me lean more towards T.O. It wasn't tumultuous like it was for this team. Like, for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, you guys were the best team in the conference from day one.
Yeah. So that's why I got to say no, because Coach Sirianni just got here. And he got here because he went crazy. I mean, let's just keep it a bean. He went crazy. He had the Britney Spears moment, and this team responded to it. There was a lot of talk. Hell, we're still speculating on whether or not we should give him an extension. I think that
question we should.
Let's wait till the playoffs.
Hold on.
We're waiting. Well, the Eagles are waiting, obviously.
Oh, I thought you were talking about we're waiting. Hold on. I'm going to say T.O. because there was no doubt in anybody's mind, especially early in the season, that we were a whole problem.
Let me throw the numbers at you because the numbers might blow you away on who statistically has been more impressive through 11 games. And then we'll get Kyle's take on this because how old were you then? Like that was like the beginning of your real fandom,
was
right?
Nine, as a kid,
yeah.
Ten,
my son's nine. All right, 2004 TO through 11 games, right? We know he got hurt after what, game 14? I think it was. That's when he got hurt.
Yeah.
Through 11 games, 61 catches, 969 yards, 15.89 a catch, 13 touchdowns. Okay, Saquon has 1392 yards. He also has 257 yards receiving. 12 total touchdowns. He's averaging 6.24 a carry, almost 10 yards per catch. So 12 touchdowns, about 1,600 total yards. Owens had 969 yards, 13 touchdowns. Statistically, Saquon is superior. And I'm not like, Owens was amazing.
Yeah.
It just hit me as we started talking about that, like,
the comparisons.
What we're watching is one of the greatest seasons an Eagles ever had.
I'd be curious to know how close T.O. got to the top of like MVP races.
Like in the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously by the end he didn't finish it out because he got hurt. Yeah, it's tough to go back and think about that.
Yeah, because you don't have FanDuel and all that. But
right, yeah, you're right. Well, also, I'm trying to think back. I guess Peyton won that year, if my memory serves, and he was throwing touchdowns everywhere. Yeah, I don't know if it was considered that way. Maybe Donovan probably got it.
Yeah. McNabb probably got the benefit of that.
On the best team. That's always the standard for me, like the greatest season from an Eagle.
Oh, no. And Saquon, player. You know what's funny about Saquon's performance? And we've been seeing it all year for the most part. It's almost like everybody woke up this morning and just realized it. When you talk about, like, it's been spatterings talking this week and that, like for the last couple of weeks. But last night, His parking got validated for that game last night nationally that everybody saw because that's the talk. And, you know, I know everybody was talking about it before when he had the backwards catch, the backwards run or whatever, and kids were trying to emulate it and all other stuff. But last night, when he showed his whole entire butt, that's when everybody validated his
parking. Did he really
keep saying that?
Yes, he did.
What do you mean?
You never heard anybody when they say, you showed your ass?
Does that mean, like, because he ran away from everyone, you can only see his ass?
I feel like that's, like, to me, that sounds like you get embarrassed, like you get pantsed and everyone sees your bare butt cheeks.
No, that means you went out there and you showed your ass last night. You showed your whole entire ass.
Like he mooned the Rams?
No, like he went out there and he just...
I'm out on that one.
He acted a donkey.
I'm out on that.
You never heard nobody say that?
So we won.
Especially now that like one of the most funny, like almost embarrassing moments in television was Mike Tyson showing his bare butt cheeks.
It all depends on who you ask if that was embarrassing. I don't think Mike Tyson was embarrassed because it was his ass.
Well, is this normal vernacular? Like,
yes.
All right, let's say we get ready for a playoff game. And I say my key to the game is Jalen Hurts has to show his ass.
His whole entire ass.
I want Jalen Hurts to show his whole entire ass in the playoffs.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem right.
That sounds like he's going to play bad.
Yeah, he's going to play
bad. Showing your ass sounds like playing bad.
To help y'all out here.
Well, you're doing a bad job.
We just don't trust you on this one.
I know.
It feels like you're setting us up.
I know the track record. My track record might not be the greatest.
I'm afraid you're setting me up.
I'm pretty sure he got a text. But like, man, damn, you went out there and showed your whole ass last night.
I doubt it. It sounds bad. My age demographic.
Joe, doesn't it sound valid?
Doesn't it seem more appropriate, like, when you wanted to come on and rip Sirianni after the Jags game? You would have been like, Sirianni showed his whole ass on national TV last night.
Like a slapped ass.
That's exactly right. That sounds more like an embarrassing thing than a bad-ass thing.
Nah, it's a
good thing. Hugh, well, if I take your advice, and everyone laughs at me during the playoffs, when I say the key to victory is Jalen Hurts showing his ass.
I would just stay away from it.
Jalen got to show his ass. I promise you.
I've never heard you say this.
I mean, it's new. Listen, Joe. I can't give y'all all the gems.
This is suspect. All right, let's go to TR in Winfield. What's up, TR?
What's up, Phil? That statement, showing your blank, is something, it goes both ways, man. You can show your ass in a good way. Your parents can say, don't go in there and show your ass and get your ass.
Oh, yeah, no, your parents say, don't go in there and embarrass me. Like, yeah, they'll be like, or acting an ass. They'll be like, don't act that,
So do you agree, TR, that Saquon showed his ass last night?
Oh, yeah, he definitely showed his ass last night, for sure.
See?
Yeah.
I'm forgetting the age demographic is a little bit different. Yeah.
You know?
He showed his ass last night.
Yeah, he showed it big time. I hope he keeps going. I hope Hurt show his, and Brown show his, and whoever places Brandon show theirs also.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
He better show his when he replaces Brandon, because that's a big gap to fill, so to speak.
It's a big ass.
But, it is a big ass. You're right about that. Oh, go ahead, TR.
Yeah, so, you know, not to drop this up, in the Quran is written, the pathway to Jenna is at your mother's feet. Well, here in Philly, the pathway to the Super Bowl is through Barkley's feet. We need his feet. All right. Then we got Brown. We got all these pieces. I'm not worrying about nothing. We're going all the way. We're going to New Orleans, and we just. Oh, this is what I'm going to ask you. Compared to what's his name? Peyton.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At this point in his career, where do you think Saquon is standing next to Peyton right now?
Do you know it, or are you just wondering? I can look it up.
I'm asking. Where do you think he's standing? Do you think he's better than him right now in his career?
I would guess, before looking it up, I would guess, TR, that he's not quite as good through his first 7 years because he missed time, right? He had injuries. I feel like Walter didn't miss as many games early. So I would guess the counting stats, like, you know, yards and all that, probably not quite as much. But I'll look it up. It's not crazy to say, like, talent-wise, he's obviously in that category here. I mean, he's been amazing.
All right, and let me ask you a quick question.
Yes, sir.
On the defense, you guys usually, like, talk smack at the field goal kicker, misses a field goal. Did you notice yesterday when that boy from the opposing team missed a field goal, Carter went by and shouldered him and said something smart to him right after he missed the field goal?
I don't know. Is that when I think Coach Sirianni said something to him about that or whatever? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean – Jalen Carter seems like the type that likes to talk trash.
Was that what that was?
Remember, because Nick said something to him and he was pointing or whatever.
I didn't know what they were talking about.
I think Nick told him to calm down a little bit. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I'm speculating. I don't know. I wasn't out there.
Super Bowl bound. I'm not worrying about nothing. I'm back on the boat. You know, ready to go, man. Let's do this thing.
There we go, TR, man. We appreciate the phone call. All right, I pulled it up here. First 7 years of their respective careers. Hugh Douglas, Saquon Barkley, Walter Payton. Now, to be fair, this is Barkley's seventh year, so it's not over, right? He's got six more games to add to this. But so here are the numbers. It was kind of what I guess. Walter Payton has 3,000 more yards at the same stage because he didn't miss games. Walter Payton had played 105 games at this point. Saquon, 85 games, so 20 more games. Saquon has run for more yards per attempt in his career first 7 years than Walter Payton, but he just played more and got more carries. It's going to be tough to look at numbers this era compared to the old ones. Like, I didn't look back at each of Walter Payton's years, but I bet he was getting 400 carries a lot. Meanwhile, Saquon, I'm in my feelings because he's got 220 right now, right? It's a different game.
Yeah,
Most guys don't get as many carries.
It's unfortunate that I'm not saying it like he's going to be bad next year, but damn. Just imagine what Saquon would be if we had him 2 years earlier. You know what I mean? I mean, not like last night was one of those games. You're like, damn. What if we had this guy 2 years earlier? What if we'd have had that guy the year we went to the Super Bowl? You know what I mean?
Well,
the year Jalen took us to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, Miles by the Super Bowl.
No, and no disrespect.
No, but he stunk by the playoffs.
No, listen. Joe, don't do that.
Hold on. He stunk in the postseason.
Disrespect.
Kenny Gainwell was their best runner in the postseason. Even Kyle, who hates Gainwell, would agree with
me. I'm just saying, no disrespect. But damn, it's almost like, to your point that you made this morning when you was, you know, just going all in. We talk about Hall of Fame running back?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. If he had been here 2 years ago.
Oh, we're talking about it now. I mean, if he wins the league MVP,
he's an Eagles Hall of Fame already. Jeffrey Lurie has already made, Mr. Lurie has already made his jacket. He's in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
So I don't think he's already in Canton. I'm just saying if he wins the MVP this year and has 2,000 rushing yards, and he closes his career out with two or three more good years, he's probably going to go.
Yeah, two or three more good years, but not this year, though.
All right.
He's in the Eagle Hall of Fame this year. He's going in this year. Like, if he was not an Eagle anymore, he would definitely be in there. In one season.
Took 11 games to get your gold jacket. They're taking it from you,
no,
giving it to him.
Dog, his contribution, though, is phenomenal.
It's amazing.
It's like you can't not see it. But somebody didn't see it. And it took them, what, 10 weeks to see it?
No, hold
12
on.
12 weeks?
That person
Wait a minute, 11 weeks?
That person also has an MVP
What's the
bet on eight Saquon.
8-2? No, they're 9-2.
Yeah.
So 11 weeks, it took somebody 11 weeks.
But someone here still can't see the defense. It's a huge part of this
I
team.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, some silly guy.
You can't be trusted anymore.
No, you can't. You're out.
What are you talking
All
about?
Right, can we hear from the quarterback? Jalen Hurts talking about how this team is still growing, in, even though they have won 7 games in a row. Here's Jalen last night.
This was the point of this season last year with things starting to turn. How much better do you feel about the situation in your place this year right now?
We're still growing. You know, I say, you know, in terms of my mentality, it's no different than trying to get better. I'm not satisfied. You know, we're not satisfied. I wasn't satisfied in the past. I'm not satisfied now. And I think we have last year to learn from players and coaches and how we approach certain situations. But now, it's a day-by-day grind, you know. I'm not going to get too high, get too low. We're going to appreciate the moment. We're going to look at what we did and what we're able to accomplish, and then we're going to look at how we can be better at it. And I think if, you know, I've said it before, you know, being able to learn from our mistakes, we can't be foolish and not do that.
Jalen, after the game last night, talking about day-by-day, trying to keep an even, steady hand there. I thought he played well last night. We haven't talked much about him, but I thought Jalen Hurts' game last night was one of his best ones in a while.
Oh, no, man. The fact that he was out there, and we haven't seen this in a long time, man. He's out there smiling.
There were a lot of smiles last
and
night.
And he was, like, Jalen, this is the thing that I think flew under the radar. Because even when Jalen messed up a couple times that he did mess up, he showed emotion. He showed that he was clearly frustrated. I forgot which play it was. But they cut to him, and he was mouthing something. He was clearly frustrated. And when Saquon ran that touchdown, man, Jalen smiled. That's the sign of a team having fun. They're having fun. Saquon, Giants fans, and I, you know, this is the pettiness in me, and this is just how I get down. You think about the fact that the Giants fans, I hear you, Kyle, while you're playing. The fact that the Giants fans are in their fit, like they were watching that game last night and they were sick to their stomach, Joe.
By the way,
because he's having so much success down the street.
Well, it's what, like, everyone knew he'd play well here, like,
but not like this.
Well, that's of course
and
not.
And you know what?
He might win the MVP.
And
the league.
One caveat and the kicker that's for them that they have is that he's healthy. You know how many Giants fans? I wish I knew their names. Was telling me, oh. You know he's not going to be healthy the whole season. He hasn't been healthy. Good luck with that. You know, you're paying for a guy that has damaged goods. You know, he's not going to be healthy the whole season. How you like him now?
I love that voice.
No, I'm just saying, because, like, that was the first thing. I forgot where I was, and I wish I could remember, but a Giant fan talked
to me. Oh, was it when you did that thing with
Oh, it was in New York when it did the line. The halfway mark between
did an event with an
it was
Giant.
There, and then it was a couple other places where Giant fans, they couldn't wait to talk about how much of a bust that Saquon Barkley was. And hey, wishing the best. How you like him now?
So you know what that brought me to, and I thought about it as you said that, because it's turning into the complete opposite of a bust, right? It's an all-time free agent signing. You know, this is a real feather in Howie Roseman's cap in his future Hall of Fame candidacy. If you go look at MVPs in NFL history, very few signed as free agents. Almost every MVP
was with the team that they got drafted by.
Yeah, Peyton Manning won an MVP with Denver, and we know that was a unique circumstance because they wanted to draft Luck and his neck injuries. And it just was weird that he left, but he won an MVP in Denver. The other one was Rich Gannon, and that was like, you know, he signed.
He was cooked. He was like almost cooked. Yeah, you're talking about the Raiders, right?
Right. No one knew he was even a real player, and then he turned into an MVP. This doesn't happen. Like, for MVPs, and Saquon has obviously put himself in that mix right now to be the MVP, They don't just get signed in free agency. It's a remarkable feather in Howie's cap here. Can we hear from Nick Sirianni after the game last night as we talk Super Bowl? Sirianni's trying to keep those guys grounded. A lot of work to do.
Everyone's going to be telling us how good we are. Everyone's going to be telling us, you know, this is you're one of the better teams. We don't listen to that. All we got to do is put our heads down and work. Just like when people tell you you aren't good enough and you got to block it out. And put your head down and work. It's the same situation here because I think what's going to happen, obviously, and this is what I told our team after, is, you know, everyone's going to be calling you. The media is going to be telling you how good you are. The fans going to be telling you how good you are. That all doesn't matter. You know, all that matters is that we go back to work, get ready for a really good opponent. All that is rat poison, which we'll say, you know, all that is rat poison. So please don't tell them how good they are. They played really good today. But we got a lot of work to do. We made some mistakes, you know, coaching mistakes, playing mistakes that we gotta correct. If we want to do things, you know, we're into trying to do something special. And to do that, it's going to take the work day in, day out.
I'm not listening to Nick Sirianni. I'm going to talk as much as I want about the Super Bowl.
You're supposed to. You're a fan.
What about that rap poison, though, Hugh?
I ain't paying attention, Coach. That's what you're supposed to tell his players. I don't think that they're buying into that. You're only as good as your last game, and they played well. And the one thing that when I talk to any of these young guys, when I get an opportunity to, hey man, way to work, stay focused, because that's you're talking about something that is embedded and ingrained in a football player from day one. Most guys, I don't know how it is now with this NIL money running around and all this stuff. Like you, because I don't know if you saw, but Chip Kelly cussed somebody out this weekend.
I did
on
see
the
that,
sideline.
Yeah.
But like that's humble and hungry. That used to be the mantra that you used to hear all the time. Humble and hungry.
That's our new motto on the Midday Show. Humble and hungry.
Yeah, yeah. Not show your ass, because I was looking this up. Like, what does it mean to show your ass? Every definition that you see is like slang for embarrassing yourself or making yourself look like a jackass.
You talking about the Urban Dictionary. I'm trying to
Real
tell you, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you when you tell somebody.
I haven't seen one thing that says what you're implying that it is.
I'm trying to tell you, this is, it's almost, it's
it
more like a cultural
right,
thing.
Though,
it does. You went out there, like, dog, you
Wikipedia,
went out there and you showed your ass last
to
night.
Act or behave in a rude or obnoxious manner.
No.
To misbehave.
No.
I don't know, man. I
no,
think
I'm
you
trying
got this
I'm
wrong, buddy.
Trust me on
no,
this.
But
I'm
think
trying
you're
to
setting
tell
us
you.
Up for failure.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
maybe,
not.
Maybe you're right in what you think, but like, picture me saying it to someone out in the hallway.
Yeah. Well,
is that going to work for
well,
me?
Well, yeah, that dog might not.
Well, see, that's what I mean. You're setting me up for failure.
But you have to tell them when you say it, and they get offended. Be like, oh, you know, I've been hanging out with Hugh.
I think the common person listening would think that it means
I guarantee
to embarrass
you.
I'm going to try it today.
Try it. Ask the next person on the line.
No,
and
no.
See what
I'm
they
gonna,
say.
When I walk in the hallway between shows, but Jack, show your ass today on the air.
No, and be like, hey, man. Yeah, you got to do it like after. Hey, yo, dog, you showed your whole entire ass today, bro. That was live. You got to say it in a context.
It still sounds bad.
It does.
It does. No, it's not
it sounds
bad.
Like you're saying it like, man, you really embarrassed yourself.
Yeah, you
out there.
Showed your whole
no,
ass
if
to
you
the
say
audience.
If you say you embarrassed yourself, you're like, dog, you
showed
embarrassed
your
yourself
ass.
Out there.
All right, we'll think more about this. 215-592-9494. I don't believe you. All right, coming up next, all your phone calls. We'll get to everyone. Plus, Merrill Reese. I'm not going to ask Merrill about this because I just don't think that's a good idea. But we'll get his thoughts on the game, Saquon, and an Eagles team with a 7-game winning streak next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.